This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So the schedule release is tonight for the NFL. Again, we apply the warning label. Be careful. Beware of fakies today. Beware of fake schedules coming out. It's not official until you see it from the NFL or the networks or the videos from the teams, which I'm very excited about. But college football dropped some of their week one schedule yesterday, the games that matter on week one. I guess a lot of these networks, Seth, are doing their upfronts this week where they're presenting to their advertisers. ESPN unveiled their new app that they're going to be using for people who've cut the cord but want all their ESPN content. Looks to be a little pricey to me.
It ends up being $45 if you want to include Hulu and Disney.
If you bundle everything, yeah, it's up in the 30s and 40s, yeah.
I'm already bundled with that and still, and somehow I have like three different passwords for all three of those different servers. I get, so they log me out and then I'm trying to log in with my Hulu password.
Yeah.
I hate it already. I already hated it. Now I hate it more, and I don't even know what the actual implications are of the new package.
Yeah. So they've been presenting, and part of the presentations have been, hey, here's week one of the college football season. And I think it's funny, like, we talk so much nowadays about college football, like the transfer portal. Oh, my God. It's like free agency, and players are moving around, and NIL is this big deal, and fans feel a certain kind of way about players getting paid all this money, not playing in bowl games. You know, you and I were talking earlier this week about, like, boy, if they expand the playoff, could we see guys just either hold out for the playoffs or just choose not to play in them altogether? Like, it's a very shaky time for college football, especially if you're in the older demographic where like 3 years ago was just a gigantic sea change with all this stuff. And, like, it is a different sport now than it was a few years ago. And yet, the ratings are still really good. And yet, when I get the tweet posted that these are the games in week one and these are the game times and these are the networks, I'm like, let's go. Don't care about the portal. Don't care about the NIL. I am just excited to find out what time Texas and Ohio State are going to be the first Saturday of the season on August 30th.
No, that is the biggest thing about college football is that it's lost some of its luster because of the, just aside from realignment and the NIL transfer portal and everything else like that. It's still largely about the logos and the uniforms and the schools themselves and the alumni that the rivalries are less player driven within the SEC or within the Big 12 than they are just the vast history of all these teams.
That's okay. Realignment. That's, and I'll go through the schedule here in just a second, but you bringing up realignment, like you're 100% right. People talk about the greed with college football, and the ones who get pointed to the most now are the players, because they've now got the opportunity to be greedy, and it's not illegal in any way. You know, it's just it's their chance to go get paid. They can transfer without having to sit out a year and go get paid. To me, that's not ruining college sports. I mean, it is something that probably does need some guardrails and whatnot, just so that there's rules and etiquette to it. To me, the realignment stuff, which is the greed of the schools, That's the greed of the schools. That's not the greed of the players. The greed of the school. Realignment, to me, has destroyed a really important part of the fabric of college football, which is some degree of geographic integrity, you know, where you've got like geographic rivals. And then just the nonsensical stuff that it's done to, well, it's ruined some rivalry. It's eliminated some rivalries that we grew up with. But then just the nonsensical stuff that has a trickle down to all the other sports in college football, where USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington are playing a schedule where they're traveling to Rutgers and Maryland and Penn State for softball. You know,
that, that's the part. It almost feels like there needs to be a separation between football and all the other sports.
100%.
Yes. To where, because you are like, and then the big time schools with the big time budgets that, you know, Oregon's got the budget to send all their other lesser or minor sports
anywhere
off across the country or what have you.
Yeah.
But it's not quite the same for all those schools. And that's the part that rubs you the wrong way, or at least one of the things that rubs you the wrong way. There is a part of it, though, too, that you just got to also remember that, hey, man, like, every generation goes through this, and a lot of the things that you and I think of is like, this is the way it's always been.
Yeah.
Like, no, they actually started that. They actually started that when we were 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we've known.
Yeah.
So kids that are in their 20s right now in college, and the people that advertisers are trying to really get their attention and everything, it's not nearly as big a deal to them.
No.
If anything, it's just exciting.
Yeah.
Because the boomers are annoying them with all this talk.
Totally. I'm probably annoying people right now by even bringing that up. But that's just how I feel. The realignment thing, I think, is real. How about this? For the first three weekend night games, the first weekend of the college football season is Labor Day weekend. Saturday night, these are all on either ABC or ESPN. LSU at Clemson. So you get Brian Kelly and Dabo Sweeney. You get two really good quarterbacks in Neusmeyer and Klubnik.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And it's at Clemson, too. So it's not one of these generic playing at the Georgia Dome games. They're playing it on a college campus. And these are two teams that are going to be in the top 10 probably this year, LSU and Clemson. That's fun on Saturday night. Notre Dame at Miami, the reprisal of Catholics versus convicts, however many years later. They've played a few times since then. That's Sunday night, 6:30 on ABC. So Notre Dame,
National. You get the Pope out there for that one.
Hell, and this Pope would go.
Everything I read about the American Pope is that he's very much a citizen of the world. You know, he speaks 29 different languages, and he spent most of his time in Peru.
He might be
He can't be concerned with Catholics versus convicts.
It's Notre Dame. You better. This isn't the White Sox in the World Series. You better be there, Pope Leo. And then Seth, Monday, Labor Day night, TCU at North Carolina. We get the Bill Belichick college debut.
Possibly, if he's still coaching.
Fingers crossed,
at that point, if he doesn't exercise his option to get out.
There, yeah.
I saw him on ESPN, and he looked like he was just plain old boring Belichick. He was asked one non-football question. Basically, the question was just an opportunity for him to give a no comment. It was asked in such a way. She basically said, like, so, this girlfriend stuff, what up? I don't want to talk about that. Okay. Who's UNC's biggest rivalry?
Yeah, exactly. How are you feeling about the Duke game? We'll play some of that later. We've got some of that Belichick. But, man, I say all this to say, for all the angst we feel over college sports, all they got to do is throw some logos against each other on a Twitter graphic, and I'm like, yes, yeah. Get here, please.
And we knew that we've known for a long time that TCU was going to be opening up at North Carolina. Yeah. You didn't know that it was going to be on ESPN. This was more about the broadcast than anything else. That'll be fun. That's going to be – I'll tell you what, for all of the Jordan Hudson stuff, I'm watching Bill Belichick on ESPN kind of partly just because I'm waiting to see what – and if they're going to ask it, but he's talking about UNC the whole time.
Yeah.
And UNC's name is out there a whole lot. And probably there's a lot of people in the administration that don't like the way that it's being talked about. But Belichick is a story, and he's made more so of a story now with all of this stuff. Jordan Hudson might be playing six dimensional chess.
Hey,
listen, Bill, just trust me on this. You need as much notoriety as possible, and I can deliver it.
Someone texted in, y'all's opinions this week are sucking. That's this week.
That was mostly about the draft lottery.
Yeah,
that was
probably
in the middle of our draft. I saw that one.
Yeah,
somebody else brought up I don't want to get into the statistical probability part of everything, but as we knew yesterday, our opinion about whether or not the draft lottery is rigged is going to be very unpopular this
week. Yeah, 91% of the people disagree with us, according to a Twitter poll. Yeah. All right, Astros question posed on Area 45 last night. This is a good one, because we did this exercise last year with the Astros. When do we stop saying, hey, it's a long season for the Astros, in a way that we're kind of giving them a break? We'll discuss that, and we'll give our guardrails on that one coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.